On this week's Tourism Roundup, we journey to St. Anne to get a taste of Conoco Falls and Park. And in our No Jamaica feature, we enjoy seafood at Gloria's in Kingston. Stay with us to hear more about the attraction. Nestled in the hills of St. Anne, overlooking the resort area of Outrerias, is one of the island's best-kept secrets, Conoco Falls and Park. Situated just 5 minutes away from the town, it's an ideal location to relax and enjoy the diverse and serene experience. The 600-foot cascading waterfalls and gardens located on the property, formerly known as Coyaba Gardens and Museum, was officially reopened last year after undergoing significant refurbishing. Operated by the Guardsman Group, the attraction is a safe haven to several of Jamaica's endangered species. General Manager for Conoco Falls and Park, Laura Heron, says Conoco is an Arawak word which means rainforest or wooded area, adding that a number of Taino artifacts have been discovered on the property.
Formerly, it was really just a garden, but under the chairmanship of Kenny Benjamin, who is the chairman also of the Guardsman Group, the property has been developed more extensively to include a waterfall, which is a waterfall that can be climbed. It's about 80 feet high, coming down from the garden area, which the river runs through. What we've also added is that we've added a lot of the Jamaican endemic species through our partnership with the Hope Zoo. So we have Jamaican wildlife on location.
The attraction is a fun-filled site which offers a wide range of activities to choose from. It's complemented by lush green vegetation, creating a relaxing atmosphere for those who visit. Conoco Falls and Park is most famous for its tour, which normally lasts up to 1.5 hours.
So the tour itself actually takes you on a tour through the gardens where we showcase a lot of the Jamaican indigenous plants. We have a small museum there that basically highlights Jamaica's history, starting with the Tainos, and takes you on down through the area with the animals and, of course, the climbing of the falls. And along the falls, we have small swimming areas as well. We've also developed a restaurant and bar where we have a very large jerk pit there, which showcases Jamaica's jerk cuisine, which actually is a part of the tour. So it's a comprehensive tour. We offer a tour called the Rainforest Tour to a lot of the international visitors to the attraction. But we also have tourists by way of the Jamaican local community that come there and support us.
General Manager at Conoco Falls and Park, Laura Heron. After climbing the falls, visitors have the option to visit the Isasi Lookout Point, which offers a spectacular view of the town of Outrerias and the former cruise ship Capital Bay area. Accountant at Conoco Falls and Park, Samantha Brown, says a 20% discount on all packages is given all year round.
We have group rates for 20 persons or more. So schools and churches actually get a 25% discount. Come and discover the diverse and serene experience that we have to offer.
In addition to the variety of options, the property is ideally suited for events such as weddings, birthday parties, corporate fun days, and anniversaries. All bookings for events are done by reservation only and attract an event fee. There is also a beautiful one-bedroom cottage located in the gardens, perfectly suited for weddings, but can also be an ideal honeymoon suite. The quiet and peaceful natural environment attracts hundreds of tourists each year. Its busiest period usually starts in October and ends in March. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we enjoy seafood at Gloria's in Kingston. Gloria's Seafood Restaurant is next to Port Royal Harbor. The acclaimed restaurant specializes in fresh-caught fish and seafood dishes, including fried fish, steamed fish, curried lobster, and honey-jerked shrimp. Gloria's has a rustic, ramshackle ambiance and is only a 10-minute drive from Norman Manley International Airport, making it a great spot for a visitor's first taste of Jamaican cuisine. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. Thanks for joining us. For producer Shinari Ferron, I am Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.